Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Hei Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began Simon Shin Pei Vav yesterday, which begins to teach us the halachos of Shituf Mavoyos, which we said is the analogy to an Erev Chatzeros. The Erev Chatzeros is Batim to Chatzer. The Shituf Mavoyos is the Batim and the Chatzer to a Mavoy. And we begin with Siv Dalet on the very top line, which will tell us what types of foods are acceptable for a Shituf Mavoyos, as opposed to an Erev Chatzeros, which we said should be a Shlema of Pas. For a Shituf Mavoyos, you're allowed to use various other types of foods as well. The issue footnote number 15 does bring down that there are opinions that suggest that it's actually preferable to use wine rather than pas for a Shituf Mavoyos, and this is based upon a Tosus in Erevin, who says this is l'chatrila mitzvah l'shatit b'yayin b'yosim mipas, because the Mordechai explains shehu kidei shiye nikor mahu Erev umahu Shituf, to differentiate between an Erev Chatzeros and a Shituf Mavoyos. The Shituf Mavoyos would be wine, the Erev Chatzeros would be pas. However, on the other hand, the Rashi seems to suggest that you should l'chatrila also be mishativ bepas, because it's more choshev. According to the Rambam, the shituf could be with yayin, pas, or shar minei ochlim. There doesn't seem to be any procession or hierarchy over here as to what you should do. So the Mechaber begins, Siv Dalet. Mishtatvin b'chol minei maichel. You're allowed to go and use any food for your shituf mavoyos, as long as you have the right shear for that. And he says this includes afilu arba v'chamisha minei maichel mitztarfim. And you can even combine different foods, four or five foods, and they can all combine together to make up your shituf mavoyos shear. L'mazon shtei sudos, which is the amount of food that's necessary for two meals. The issue footnote number 25 brings down that we previously learned, based upon the Levush, that this is to establish your diroso as your shvisa on Shabbos, that you're there for all of Shabbos. And normally on Shabbos we have two main meals. There is, of course, shalashudas. The shalashudas could be fulfilled b'diavad with other food, so we have two main meals on Shabbos, the Friday night meal and the Shabbos lunch meal, and therefore we have shtei seudos. The issue footnote 24 brings down how much is this actually. It's a machlokis, whether it's 6 beitzim or 8 beitzim, and the Mishneh Berurah says l'chatchila one should be noeg for the larger share of 8 beitzim, but b'diavad if it's 6 beitzim, that's enough as well. We also previously mentioned that once you have more than 18 people over here, so both for an Erev Chatzeros or Shituf Mavoyos, you only need to have 18 gross for the entire community, even if it's more than 1,000. Mishneh Berurah explains over here in Sivkot Yud Zayin, Shu Shir Haroi Afli Elef Bnei Adam. Once you have Shtei Sudos over here, then it's enough for even 1,000 people. You don't have to have a Shtei Sudos for every single person. As we pointed out a moment ago, 18 gross. Ukmo Shekosov Lamala B'Simin Shin Samaches Siv Gimel, as we've already learned. Now we go to Siv Hei. The Mechaber here is going to tell us which foods are not acceptable. So he writes, B'chol minei maichel mishtatim, any food is acceptable as long as it's a food for the Shituf Mavoyos. However, there are certain things, and he's now going to give us a list, that aren't really considered foods, and therefore they aren't considered acceptable for a Shituf Mavoyos, even though they may be edible. So he says, for example, chutz mi gudgonios. Gudgonios is normally translated as clover. And here we're talking about when the clover, the gudgonios, shehukshu lezera, they were specifically made to harden them for planting. As the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudches, Rotsu Lomar, shehukshu aklochem keitz, the stalks over here became as hard as wood, shekvar tzomach bem zera, the seed inside of it has sprouted, v'koshim lachila, and they're not really edible in this situation. The issue footnote number 17 does bring down, imadayin lohukshu aklochem keitz, if they aren't as hard as wood, then you would be able to use them for an Erev, because then they are a good food. He points out as well, an interesting aside from the Gemara in Erevin, that somebody who has not yet had children shouldn't eat these gudgonios, because they are memayitis azera, they diminish your sperm count. And he brings down, therefore, a nafkamina would be over here, that only people who have children already would be allowed to use this to make their shituf mavoyos. But then he brings down a second opinion that says, since it's good for some people, i.e. children, people who have children already, so then even people that don't have children would also be able to use this. This is similar to a nazir allowing to have the shituf mavoyos with wine, or for Yisrael to have the shituf mavoyos with truma. These are good. And he concludes, mistima stivya Shulchan Aruch, from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to distinguish over here, nirish apasach ki teretz hashedi, he seems to hold like the second more lenient opinion, that anybody can participate in the shituf mavoyos, even though they may not be able to eat from the food that is being used for the shituf mavoyos. Mechaber continues and writes, likewise, vitadlin, spices, the Mishabur says in Sivkot Yotes, the lab bnei achilin, they're not normally food items, even though they're edible, but they're not normally eaten as food. And likewise, pool and yuvation, and these dried up beans, the Mishabur explains in Sivkot and Chof, she'en necholim kamo she'en chayin, they're normally not eaten in this state raw, elo'acha bishulin, only after they're cooked. Or be'inon she'roi lo'achlo achshav, and in order for something to be good for an shita from a virus, it has to be edible right now, in its current state. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Velo ba'alei vitzolim, and not with the leaves of an onion, shelo gadlu orech zeres, that hadn't grown to the size of a zeres." The issue footnote number 18 tells us that a zeres, he brings up for the machzitz a shekel, is half of an amma of 6 tvachim. In other words, it's 3 tvachim. We find this by Goyas. When he's described how tall it is, he says he's 6 amma and a zeres. The Mishpur explains in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, Shekoshim and Lachila, when they haven't grown so large, they are hard, and therefore they're not really edible. However, Avo B'Betzolim Gufam Arvin Behen, but certainly with the onions themselves, you can go and use them, because they're certainly foods. Im Yesh Behem Kedei Lafos, Mozon Shtei Sudos. Again, they're not eaten by themselves, but as long as they're used as an accompanying food for the two meals, that's the shear for a malafe, something that comes to accompany, so as long as there's enough there for accompanying the two meals. And we're talking here Sivkot and Chof Beis, that lo gadlu orech zeres, because the Mishbura says, Shiba'ot shem kol kach ktanim, when they're so short and their leaves haven't grown to the size of 3 tvachim, mazik liodim ereshabhen, they're poisonous in some way. However, avolim kvar gadlu ha'olim shir zeres, but if they've grown to 3 tvachim, this half an amma, this zeres, harihen kibitzolim atzvon, then they are halachically just like the onion, uma'arbin behen, and you are allowed to use them for an erech hatzeres, which really means over here, sheet of mavoyos, ki sheish as long as you have enough to accompany the two meals. The Chaba continues and he says, "Olob kimei pitrios." You likewise can't use what we call truffles and mushrooms. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Chav Gimel, "Afilu mivushalim," even though they may be cooked. And the reasoning is, "Vatam shein adam rogil small chalem," because people normally don't eat these as foods. Lo machmasu, they're not as part of a meal, but lo machas liftan, and that really is an accompanying food. They ain't boin elo biakroi, and they're only rarely brought, and therefore they don't really count over here as a food item for shita of mavoyos. The Vilna Gaon brings down and Vira Groacholik, he disagrees, and he says, "Vadaito." That you in fact can use these cooked truffles and mushrooms. They are in fact a viable foodstuff. Dirshu footnote number 19 brings down, since you're allowed to use any type of food, and the command of the pitrios are also considered a food over here, because he brings down a raya from the Gemara they used to bring to Shmuel at the end of his meal, these kamein and pitrios. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin. Mechaber continues and he says, likewise, you can't use velo b'kafnios, and both in the Be'er Hagola and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavdal, he explains that kafnios are him tamarim roim shlo boshul kol tzarka. These are these types of dates that are poor, low quality, that haven't been fully cooked. The issue footnote number 20 brings down, likewise, certain immature fruits, for example, an esrog haboser or boser shel anovim, not fully ripened esrogs or anovim, the Chazon Ish says also, mutul aribam, they are considered edible. Mechaber continues, he says, likewise, lo ba'dashim, not with lentils, lo b'chitim v'sa'orim, and not with grains of wheat or barley. The Mishabur explains in Sivkot and Chafei, hainu k'shem chayim, only when they're raw. The lab b'nei achilin, because not eaten when they're raw. V'uadin orez v'dochim, the same thing would apply with rice and millet, v'kitnios yivashim, and dried beans, shein ru'uyim lechol k'mo shein chayim, because people don't eat these raw. V'ein ma'arvin behem, and therefore you can't use them for an erev chateres, i.e. a sheet of mavoyos, bringing down in the name of various achronim. Then he adds the cause of a rashba, the beklayos. However, if you would parch these types of grains over here, ma'arvin behem, then they would be edible and you would be allowed to use them for a sheet of mavoyos. The Mechaber continues and says, v'lo b'yorok, not with vegetables, shu bashu v'lo bashu, that are half cooked, not fully cooked, but half cooked. And the Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Chavav, shekoshin in lachila, because they're not very good to eat at that point, they're too hard to eat. Avol boshu legamri, if they're fully cooked, or ochai, or they're raw, legamri, ma'arvin behem, then you can eat them when they're raw, you can't eat them when they're fully cooked, they're just not good when they're half cooked. And he says, this is dafka yiroku shadak and lechol chayim. This is only, of course, for vegetables that can be eaten raw. Let's say like a carrot, for example. Because of a mugget of rum, the lefes didan hu b'chlal hazeh. And our lefes over here fits into this category as well. And the Behetiv in Os Aleph, it brings down that this is lo gara mi basu chay. This is no different than raw meat, which would be acceptable as well, as based upon the mugget of rum. Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'lo b'mayim levadon, not with water alone; v'lo b'melech levadon, not with salt alone, because neither of them, as the Mishnah explains, the Sivkot and Chav Zayin, the lad midi the mazon. These aren't foods over here; they're essentials, but they're not food. But Abol im irvim yachad mishtafim bem. The Mechaber says if you do combine them together, the salt and the water, then you can actually use them for a shituf mavoyos. And the Mishnah explains in Sifkon Chavches shiroy lelapis boasapas. He brings them from the Beis Yosef. Now they can be used as a dip, and they're used to accompany bread, and therefore they are acceptable. Umimela shiurin. In this situation, the shear for them would be shear ben kedil lelapis boasapas moson shtei sudos ukedchamei b'sivav. You would need in this situation to have enough that you could accompany two meals worth of bread, and then the salt water would be fine. Then the Mechaber brings down, this is according to the first leaning opinion, that it's just the salt and the water together. He then brings down an opinion, which is really Tosos and maybe the Hagos HaShri as well. The Davko Kishinos and Lesochon Shemen, the water and the salt are only good if you also add Shemen, oil to it. And the Mishnah explains in Sivkon Chavtes Umayri, we're talking here, Shebe Shemen Levado Lekoshir HaRoy Leiru, that the oil alone doesn't have in and of itself enough of a shear of oil. Ela Betaruvis HaMayim, but it combines with the salt and the water to make the shear. As the Chafetz Chaim brings down in the Shaar HaTzion Os Chav Ches, that the oil itself has its own shear. He brings down a discussion what that shear is for Shtei Su'udos, and if you have enough of the oil alone, you don't need the salt and the water. It's only over here if you have less than the shear of the oil, but you're combining it with the salt and the water, the Tosos over here, this Yesh Omrim, says it would be acceptable for the Shitav Mavayus over here. And Mishabur continues, and he says, Afilu Hachi, Agav Hashem Choshev HaKol, the oil, the small amount of oil, according to the Yesh Omrim, it's not good enough with salt and water alone, but the little bit of oil that you put in there makes the whole thing choshev, and it makes it choshev hakol ochel lahashlam shir, and you now have a shir. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah says, uladina naktinon kedea rishona, that we follow the more lenient opinion, the first opinion, which is that you just have the salt and the water alone, even if you don't have oil, it is good for a sheet of mavoyos. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Shaar HaTzion Os Chav Tes. This is the opinion of the Rif, the Rambam, the Smag, the Arzurua, the Rashba, and the Avodah Sakodish, the Rosh, the Reini Yuchim, the Tur, and the Eshkol. And none of them specifically mention anything other than salt and water, as opposed to Tosos over here and the Ritva, and the Bar HaGolah says this is also the Hagos Ashri. All of these opinions say that you need to add oil. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is like the first more lenient opinion. You don't have to add the oil. Finally, the Mechaber concludes, and he says, V'yesh Omrim, he brings down the last opinion over here, which is the Rambam, who says, Ma'arvin b'tavlin, you are allowed to use tavlin over here, just spices, as opposed to previously, the Mechaber said you can use spices. Here, he brings down that the Rambam holds that you can use spices for your sheet of Mavoyos. The Mishbur explains, because you can use it as a dip, you use it as a spice over here, and therefore, choshivu la'aribo, and it can be used over here for the sheet of Mavoyos. How much do you need? Vishiro kechatzi revius. You need to have a half a revius over here. The Mishabur says, under extenuating circumstances, yesh lis smoch ayesh omrim azeh. You can rely upon this yesh omrim. However, yesh lizor mil arvik pilpulim, but you shouldn't use peppers. And this is the opinion, can't cause of chayodim. However, achein b'tshuvas chasam sofer, chelik orechayim simen tzadigimu, daitu shom de pilpulin hu beklal shor tavlim. He does disagree with the chayodim and says that pilpulin are included in tavlim. If you're allowed to use tavlim, you can use pilpulin. How much is the shear? The shear chatzi revius hu. You have to take a chatzi revius, which he says is shnei loit. A loit is a measure that's about equal to a half an ounce. So you need to take 2 half ounces, ushlosha rive, 3/4 of an ounce of a loit. Ayin sham. Look over there in the Chasam Sofer for these details. The issue footnote number 22 has a major question over here. He brings down from the Tosefta Shabbos that the Shulchan Aruch writes in his Akdom a very, very famous statement that the Shulchan Aruch paskins over here by the 3 Gidolei Hara, Giborim Ha'ela. These 3 are the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. And in general, the opinion over here of the Shulchan Aruch is whenever they agree, he passes like all 3, obviously, but if it's 2 against 1, he passes usually like the majority, the 2 against 1, regardless of who the 2 and who the 1 is. And here he says, the opinion of the Rif in the Dafi Rif in Erevin and the Rambam over here are that they say that you can use Tavlin, and it's only the Rosh that says you can't. So he is surprised and is left with a Tzarachian. Why did the Mechaber over here passing just like the Rosh and seem to ignore the majority opinion of the Rif and the Rambam that you could use Tavlin? And he calls this opinion an Yesh Omrim, which indicates that he doesn't paskin like it lechatchila, as the Mishnah Berurah said, we can rely upon it b'shas tzadchak, but we don't paskin like it lechatchila. And he's left with a tzarach in. Now we're going to sivvav. Kol dover shirigilin lafiz bo'asapas, anything that's used to accompany bread as part of the meal, so the shear for this is lafiz bo'apas anechol shtei sudos. For making it for a sheet of mavayus, you'd need to have enough of it that you could eat the shtei sudos with this. However, b'chol she'eim lafzim bo'asapas, for something that's not accompanying the bread, it's the meal itself, then shiro kidei lecho mimenu shtei sudos. Then you have to have 2 sudos worth of that food. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph explains, "V'sagi b'zeh, it's enough with this. V'lo b'inan she'eh kulu sudaso mehal mina. You don't have to have the entire meal of the accompanying item. It's enough if you have for the sheet of mavayos the accompanying items shear for accompanying it with the two sudos of bread." The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Ubasur chai, raw meat, lo heavy lifton. That is not called an accompanying food. V'tzar k'desh yochal mimenu shtei sudos. And there you'd have to have enough meat for two sudos worth of meat. Avol tzoli, but if you roast it, heavy lifton, then it functions as lifton and not as the main meal. V'shiro l'lafis bo shtei sudos. And then you'd only need enough raw meat that would normally accompany the bread." The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Beis that raw meat is not normally used to accompany bread. Dei Megillah Lafis Bo Sepasi. You don't normally use it to accompany bread. Sifkat Lamed Gimel, you therefore would need stay sudos over here. Tzarech Kedesh Yochal Mimenu Shtei Sudos. He says, look in the Bir Halacha. In the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Ubasu Chai, the Tzarech Kedei, Vechule. So he brings down from the Rashba and the Ritva, they were very surprised at this. Da Ubasu Chai Lav Barachilu. Who eats raw meat? And he says, Viteretsu, the Ayri Bubasu Maluach Harbe, they're talking about very salty meat. Achinu Necho Machmas Milcho, it's too salty to be eaten. Vayidi Hamalicha Nisrachi. But via the salting, it became soft. The Nasa Royal Achilas Ksas, and it could be eaten under duress. Furthermore, he brings out from the Ritva, the Ein Kavanas Hashas al Chai Mamish. He's not really talking about raw meat. Ki Ma'bosa Shu Mavushu Kitsas. It's a little bit cooked. The Ein Mavushu called Chacho, but not fully cooked. Maybe something like a little bit less than Maicho Ben Drosoy. And he says, you can bring a riot to this over here from Ben Sora Morer, where it says that it's somewhat cooked, but not fully cooked. And that is called Basar Chai. It's a Roy Le'achila Mikri, and that is called edible. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat Lamed Aleph and says, if it's roasted, however, then it functions as an accompanying food. Even if there are places that eat the raw meat without the bread, batla daiton etzel kolod. We bring that from the Magen Avraham that we ignore that minority and we follow the majority that usually use this as accompanying. Likewise, cooked meat, dino kitzoli, is the same as roasted. It's not eaten by itself. It's normally eaten with accompanying bread, at least in those days. Mechaber continues and he says, chometz, vinegar, heavy lifton. That's an accompanying agent. V'chein yayin mevushal. Likewise, cooked wine is an accompanying agent. However, aval yayin chai, but raw wine, lo heavy lifton, it's not an accompanying agent, and therefore, v'shiro shtei revius. You need to have two reviuses over here, v'chein shiro shar mashkin, which is a shir as well for other liquids when they're being used for the sheet of mevayos. The Mishnah Berurah explains, as if cut in lamed hay, for the vinegar, it's an accompanying agent, v'shiro kidei latabu bo yerek mazon shtei sudos and nechob lo pas. And this would be used, the amount that you need of vinegar would be to dip in your vegetables over here when they're eaten without bread. And this bar poskim, the poskim say, the shiro revius. This is a revius is worth. The issue footnote number 26 describes when it's no longer called wine and when it becomes vinegar, ayin sham. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Vav says, likewise with cooked wine, miloshin zeh mashma, the shiur kedil alafiz bopas shol shtei sudos. Again, it appears that it's the amount that would be accompanying wine, of cooked wine, with a meal of bread. But he brings out another opinion, it might be enough just to have as dessert over here, not as the actual accompanying of the meal. However, he brings down from the Rov Poskim, which you can see in the Sharetzi and Oslam and Dalit, who those are, that the Rov Poskim ain't Sovrim Kain. They disagree and say that it has to be as the main part of the meal, the accompanying, and not just as a dessert. Sivkan Lam and Zayin, lo have you liftan. Raw wine is not considered accompanying, but it's considered the main ikker thing itself. They ain't derech alafis bo, because people didn't accompany raw wine with something, they drank it by itself. And therefore, hilkoch bo'in and dafka shir shtiyash shtey sudos, you need to have the amount of shtu sudos, which is, as we said, the hu shtey revios, which is two revios is worth. The revios, again, is somewhere between 2.8 ounces to 5.1 ounces or so. With this, we conclude today's shir.